Violence as a way of achieving justice is both impractical and immoral. It is impractical because it is a descending spiral ending in destruction for all. It is immoral because it seeks to humiliate the opponent rather than win his understanding. It seeks to annihilate rather than convert. Violence is immoral because it thrives on hatred rather than love. It destroys community and makes brotherhood impossible. It leaves society in monologue rather than in dialogue. Violence ends by defeating itself. It creates bitterness in the survivors and brutality in the destroyers. And that was said by Martin Luther King Jr. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again. And I'll be your host for the next hour. Humanity is currently living in very testing times and facing situations where sometimes it may seem that violence is the only option. And yet all that is really needed is to gain a clearer understanding of these times that we actually live in. We're currently living in a time when the entire world has been turned virtually upside down. We live in a world where those who are employed by the people to act on our behalf and according to the best interests of mankind are doing precisely the opposite of that which they are entrusted to do. We live in a world where the value of everything is judged by its economic viability rather than on the benefit it holds for humanity. We live in a world where humanity itself has now become openly enslaved to a system created by humanity, apparently for the benefit of humankind, and where the precarious situation humanity now faces at the hands of the system has been created and is perpetuated simply due to the actions of those persons the people of Earth employ as servants to ensure that the system functions for the benefit of all. And this is an incredibly contradictory situation. Now, I've been attempting to offer this perspective to you for quite some time now, folks. The understanding that every single problem we face as a species can actually be traced to a common cause, and that this cause is that our employees, the group of public trustees we refer to as government and politicians, who are in fact the servants of the people, have worked very hard to turn the tables on their employers in order to elevate themselves to the position where the servants have now taken over the mansion. And they have, folks. The servants have taken over the mansion, and they are working extremely diligently to steal everything they can from the people who employ them. And they're doing this to the detriment of all. Not only to the detriment of the entire human race, but also to the detriment of all life upon the earth, and even to the detriment of the earth itself. Essentially to the detriment of all folks, including themselves. And through conveying this perspective to people, I have also attempted to make it abundantly clear that ultimately, the real cause of this situation lies with the failure of the people to face the shadow within themselves. Because it's in facing this inner shadow, in overcoming the fear that each person holds within, that the real remedy lies. Because it is the fear that we all hold within which prevents us from connecting with those around us. And it is this divided state that mankind currently finds itself in that allows the system to continue to function unabated. And the problem is, folks, that up to this point in history, the human race has never truly grown up. We've always allowed someone else to take responsibility for us. And, folks, the time for this to change has come. It really has come. It's right here on our doorstep, and we need to grasp the opportunity that it provides for us. With the arrival of practices such as coal seam gas mining and fracking, what we find is that we as a species are being delivered an ultimatum. It's as if consciousness is saying, well, this is it, folks. It's time to now either face your inner fears and to stand up and be counted, or to allow this earth to be turned into a barren wasteland and for all life upon this planet to ultimately perish. That's the situation that we're facing, as painful as it may be for some people to admit. And at this point, we can still turn things around, but it can only be done by the people. It can only be achieved by the people of this earth standing together in mutual respect for each other and viewing our elected servants as the public trustees that we the people employ them to be. And it lies in holding them accountable for their actions. And as I've often said before, folks, I don't even want to jail them. I just want to hold them accountable and offer them an olive branch and an opportunity for them to come home. And we can do this, folks. We can still do it. We still have time. But the time we do have left to accomplish this is growing very short. But in fact, it could be accomplished very easily, because all it would take is a shift in perspective. And actually, therein lies the real issue, because affecting positive change is actually the simple part. The real uphill battle lies in people shifting their perspective, because most people are simply too caught up in the daily rigors of collecting enough paper or digital credits to keep their head above the ever-rising waters of perpetual self-generating debt that they're forced to live in at the hands of their servants. And when they do finally get a moment to relax, most people tend to spend as much time as they can simply being programmed into believing the fictional version of reality that's presented to them by their television and the vast propaganda mechanism that lies behind it in the form of the mainstream media. And there are still many others who can see how corrupt the world actually is, but they've been convinced into living their lives in a state of inaction and waiting to be saved by either a saviour, as suggested in most mainstream religions, or by ascension or aliens, as suggested to them by the New Age religions, all of which have been constructed and presented to the world by the very same forces who administer all the media, the monetary system, the corporate-controlled governments, and all the other systems of control that humanity currently finds itself enslaved to. You see, all of these control systems and belief systems are designed to serve a common purpose. That is to create confusion, to remove personal responsibility, and thus eliminate personal power from people, and to keep mankind in a state of fear, division, and inaction, while always expecting salvation to come from an external source, when in reality, all that mankind is facing could be very easily healed by simply facing that which lies within, and then standing up to address the situation. And it needs to be addressed calmly, logically, and firmly. Essentially, it can be very simply dealt with by realizing that the perpetrators are in fact public servants, and by addressing the matter from a perspective of trust. It's really as simple as that, folks. To just realize what's happening here is that our employees are acting in breach of trust. They're operating in breach of the trust that's been granted to them by the people. They've been doing so for an extremely long time, and they will continue to do so until mankind stands up to take the matter in hand. And we can take it in hand quite peacefully, folks. We simply have to adjust our perspective of reality and realize that those whom we call government are in fact our employees. They're public trustees that we employ to ensure that we have a viable future. And folks, I would suggest that if you're in a state of debt, or if you're in a state of financial hardship, or you're in risk of losing your house because you haven't paid land tax, or if your country is participating in a war, or if your government is allowing fracking to be carried out in your country, or if your government is simply allowing the perpetuation of a money supply that is based on interest-bearing debt, then I would very much suggest that these are all very, very clear indications that these public trustees are in breach of the trust that we, the public, have given to them. And we don't need to have a violent revolution. We simply need to be aware of the way this world is run and realize that we, the people, hold all the cards. We have the ability to stand up and hold our trustees accountable for their actions if we would simply take the time to look at the situation, and if we could just validate the perspective of others and connect with our neighbours around us and realise that we are all in this together. Regardless of your faith, regardless of your social status, regardless of your occupation, regardless of whether you're a policeman or whether you're a hippie, it doesn't matter. You are all subject to the criminality and the corruption that is this system and that is perpetuated by the politicians, the employees, the public trustees that we appoint to do exactly the opposite of what they are currently doing. And now's the time, folks. Now is the time for us to do it. In fact, there has never been a better time to act than right now. And as I said, folks, it is almost as if nature has delivered us an ultimatum. And so if we don't act, then the future that we're facing is not a very viable one. So we're not really left with any choice in the matter if we wish to survive as a species on this planet. And folks, look, I say all of this simply because I believe human consciousness has an extraordinary potential. And I think it would be a real shame if we didn't embrace that potential and if we allowed this program to simply run out. If ultimately the human race self-destructs and we all return to source, then so be it. I'm sure consciousness will create a new reality. But while we still have the potential to save this one, and when salvation is so much within our grasp, if we simply chose to act, then I see no point in wasting the opportunity. We truly do have a world in turmoil, folks. And through all of it, it's very much worth remembering that every action has an equal and opposite reaction. And it's very important that we begin to understand this. I mean, we may sit there and argue that humanity deserves better than what we currently have. And this may be true to some degree. And yet, what we currently have has been created solely by mankind. And ultimately, folks, we deserve what we create. You see, we have collectively created the situation we now find ourselves in. And it may be somewhat painful for people to admit that, but it's true. This situation has been created solely due to our collective failure to face the shadow that lies within, and through the state of inaction we have chosen to remain in. In the modern world, we find ourselves enslaved to our current society due to our own attitude and our own actions. So ultimately, mankind finds itself in this present predicament simply because it is what we deserve. But we have before us, right now, an opportunity to change everything simply by adjusting our perspective of things. Mankind has spent far too long in the grip of corruption. Too long have we placed the value of paper over the value of people. Too long have we allowed ourselves to be subject to a debt-based economy, allowed ourselves to be slaves of Big Pharma and corporate greed. Too long have we allowed our servants to control the mansion. Over the past few generations, mankind has been abused and downtrodden almost beyond belief. We've allowed the rise of organizations such as Monsanto to corrupt and destroy the food chain on this planet under the guise of acting in our best interests. Through our constant inaction, we've allowed our government employees, under the guise of acting in our best interests, to continually and dramatically remove our rights, to disempower the common people, to enslave the world to fictional debt, to sell sickness to the world, and to profit from the despair and frailty of those whom they are sworn to serve. Under the guise of acting in our best interest, we have allowed our servants, our employees, the public trustees for whom we have granted power, to pillage and plunder this earth and all the peoples upon this earth. And we've allowed this to happen while we sat on our hands and allowed ourselves to be programmed into accepting a different and more acceptable version of reality delivered to us daily by a box in the corner of our living room. Through our failure to notice our surroundings and our failure to act, we have allowed our public trustees, under the pretense of spreading freedom, to conduct scores of pointless wars, resulting in the death of millions upon millions of souls. Under the guise of acting in our best interests and through our own inaction, we have allowed ourselves to be used as commodities by big pharmaceutical companies, culminating in the creation of a world today where 1 in 2.7 people is now affected by cancer, either personally or via a loved one, when 100 years ago the average rate stood at 1 in 100 people. And this is the world that we have allowed to be created around us by our failure to see the power and potential we each hold individually. Our failure to face a shadow within us, our failure to connect with those around us, and our willingness to be ruled by our servants. And yes, folks, it's a right pickle we find ourselves in due to all of the above. And so I really do believe it's about time we stood up collectively to address the situation. And this is part of what my road trip to James Price Point is all about, to stand up with the Noongar people and attempt to stop the gas hub that is being built there at the mouth of the Rainbow Serpent. There are just so many reasons why we should stand up against this government, folks. There are so many reasons why we should hold our servants accountable. As a matter of interest, smart meters have recently been installed in Australia as well. And some of the readings people have been getting from these meters have been up to 300% what their actual bill is. There's an interesting article in the Crow House you might want to look at regarding this as well. And yet the government insists on these smart meters, and this is yet another reason why we should be standing up against the actions of our government. Our government allows international corporate interests to pollute the planet with free abandon, and yet insist that the public use energy-efficient light bulbs, which are known to produce dirty electricity and cause cancer and skin problems and all sorts of stuff. And yet again, the government insists that this is the way it must be, and that it is for our benefit, and we should be thankful that we are being given these electromagnetically pollutive devices to use. The people of Australia are having a carbon tax imposed upon them as well, and the crippling cost of this carbon tax is set to break the back of pretty well every normal Australian. It's going to be almost impossible for people to live any kind of normal life due to the imposition of this tax. And the tax, of course, will do nothing to prevent climate change or nothing to prevent global warming, which isn't a reality anyway, but even if it were a reality, this tax will be completely ineffective with dealing with the problem. All it essentially is a way of making people pay to breathe. And again, folks, this is being imposed by our servants, those people whom we employ to act as public trustees and to operate in our best interests, which, judging by their action, seems to be exactly the opposite of what these people are actually doing. And this has become an all too typical observation in regard to politicians and government bodies, none of which seem to have any respect for the people they have sworn to serve. And people simply just need to notice this, folks. People simply need to realize that this is what's going on, so that they can stand up and affect some positive change. And all we have to do is to realize it, folks. I mean, if you've got a servant in your house and the servant is playing up and stealing the silver, Well, you usually sack the servant or at least reprimand them. I mean, I have no problem forgiving these people for what they've done. I have no problem forgiving anyone. I don't wish to hurt anybody. I just would like to see society and those who have styled themselves as the rulers of our society to wake up to reality a little bit and to come home. You see, we truly are in a period of great change, my friends. We really are in a transitional period. The energy is changing. The consciousness of humanity is becoming far more alive. People are waking up to what is actually going on in the world, and people are very tired of it. And a lot of people, once they see this ridiculous beast system for what it is, they want to stand up against it. But their first impulse is to do so violently. And if the people do act in a violent way in order to bring about change, they're not going to be bringing about the right type of change. All they're going to be doing is helping to usher in the police state that the elite would like to usher in. That's why what I've attempted to do on all of my radio broadcasts is present a peaceful option for change. Because all you really need do is be the change you wish to see. All you really need do is respect those around you and stand in who you are and stand in your heart and forgive the people around you. And showing compassion for all and forgiving your enemies for their past transgressions is perhaps one of the hardest things anybody will ever have to do. It's one of the hardest obstacles you will ever face. And yet it is one of the most freeing things you could ever do. Because when you stand in compassion for all life on this earth, it becomes impossible for you to be hurt in any way. Maybe you could be hurt physically, but emotionally, spiritually, it is impossible to hurt you. Because it is in letting go of this anger and this need for revenge and this stuff that you have with other people that true freedom lies. And I know this because I've experienced it myself, folks. When I was younger, I used to hold on to grudges. I would let them build up inside me and they would remain there as part of my consciousness, like a festering sore in the back of my mind. And it wasn't until I realized that everybody's perspective is valid and that any actions that people have done, which I have perceived to be bad, have been carried out by them due to their misconception of reality, and it is the misconception that they've been trained to have by the society itself. And I realized that what I had to do was forgive these people for their past actions, that it didn't matter what people had done in the past. What mattered was what people do from this point forward. What matters is what I do from this point forward and what I feel from this point forward. And once I truly began to grasp it and truly began to stand in that spirit of compassion and empathy for all life around me, then my world changed. My life changed. Everything changed. And I've never looked back, folks, because it's been a truly synchronistic and wonderful and empowering journey ever since I made that change in my emotional outlook. And as I've said, it may be one of the hardest things you will ever do, to forgive those who have wronged you, but it is absolutely what must be done. And as soon as mankind can succeed in overcoming this one emotional obstacle, the whole world will change. And I think it's break time here, folks, so I'll leave it there for now, and we'll go and have a break, and I'll talk to you again in a few minutes. Thanks for listening. Welcome back, folks. Now, very often on these shows, I've suggested that you look at the system that controls humanity from a different perspective and essentially view it from an energetic perspective. Because the system that enslaves us, the whole concept that we need to destroy the earth in order to support the economy, and we need to worry about the economy over the people, is just an idea. It's just a meme. And when you can begin to see this, you begin to understand that the system is almost like an energetic life form in itself. It's got its own energy, its own life, its own meaning, its own purpose. But ultimately, it's just an idea. It's an idea that is taught to us when we go to school. It's taught to us by our parents as soon as we're born. But we are given this perspective all through our life. And we are taught to believe that the system itself is real and that the system is what is important. And we should all work to support the system rather than to support each other. And this is one of the most difficult things for people to understand. And this is even the whole basis of trust law, folks. It's realizing that God created man. I mean, and this is whatever you perceive God to be, folks, whether you perceive it to be the Christian God or whether you perceive it to be simply a matter of energy, whether you perceive it to be evolution, whatever you perceive your creator to be, it doesn't matter. But you understand that whatever created creation, created creation, and man was created with it. Even if it was done through evolution, it's irrelevant how it was done. What is relevant is that we're here and that whatever higher consciousness there may be is the only thing that actually exists above man. That's the only thing that actually exists above us. So God created man. Man created society. Society created government. Government created statute law. And the meme, the concept that this is how reality needs to be. So if you really look at it in that perspective, what you find is that government and statute law are way down the food chain, because the only thing above man is God. The first thing below God is man. Now, government was created by society, which was created by man. So it's way down there, folks. And just realizing that if you were to simply live your life in a state of service to the creation, which includes you, and always did no harm to reality and no harm to the people around you, only ever worked to improve reality by your presence in it, then there would be no need for government, or at least government would be in its correct position. I mean, I look at government as the administrative arm of the people. They're simply people that we employ in order to ensure that the trains run on time and that the roads are functional, that there aren't potholes everywhere, that the transport system works, that we have a viable education system and all of this sort of stuff. We need, obviously, people to administrate these affairs. And in all honesty, folks, they seem to be very, very negligent in actually providing all of the things that we actually need to function as a society. And they seem to be more intent on creating more and more statutes designed to take more and more rights away from the people and allow them to steal more and more from the people and from the planet. And as I've been saying for the entire broadcast, it's completely out of balance. And we've reached a point now where absolutely everything is completely upside down. And that's what needs to be understood by people, and that's what needs to be changed. This is precisely why real change can only ever come from the people. It can only ever come from the people adjusting their perspective of what reality is and acting peacefully to bring about positive change. Acting peacefully by following the one simple law of creation, which is unconditional love and service to the creation. Always acting to do no harm. There's been many great teachers that have brought this exact same message all throughout history. Buddha, Gandhi, Jesus Christ. There have been many great teachers who have all said the same thing. And they haven't suggested that you turn the other cheek, folks. That's a big misconception. A lot of people would believe that all of the great teachers were pacifists. But it isn't a matter of being passive, folks. It's a matter of being compassionate. It's a matter of understanding what reality is and acting accordingly. And this is why I've often said that we don't need any violence to bring about positive change on the earth. In fact, violence will only cause the human race to continue along the same path we've been walking down for a very long time now. What is needed is firmness, but understanding. What is needed is a comprehension of what reality is and how the system that enslaves us is simply an idea. And you can't blame the people that are working within the system because they believe the idea is real. They believe the meme is real. They believe it is all true, that this is the way the world has to be run because they have been taught to believe that it is true. And even suggesting otherwise to these people, it's an affront to their whole understanding of reality. So you need to be gentle and firm, but you need to assert your position of what and who you are. And this is why I've been bringing all this trust law stuff to people lately. Not so that you can go and take on the system or run and beat them in their own court. It's simply to help you understand who and what you are and the power that you have as a human being, answerable only to God. And think about it, folks. If we employ these politicians and they enact legislation which causes us to act in a way that is not of benefit to humankind, then why would we even consider obeying these rules? Because these rules are made by our servants, and we employ these people to act on our behalf and to help create a viable future for us. So I say when legislation is enacted and it's enforced upon the people, you need to ask why. If a police officer is telling you you can't do a certain thing that is doing nobody any harm and may in fact be helping people, like I've seen people being arrested for setting up soup kitchens in the park and feeding the homeless, how that is a crime is beyond me. But you need to be asking, by what authority do you tell me that I cannot help other people? And why would you even presume to believe that such a statute, if one exists, that prevents me from helping people, why would you even presume to believe that such a thing is a valid law? Why have you, as a police officer, so obviously left your path? And if you take me to court over it, well, I'm going to be asking the same thing of the judge. I'm only even going to be going to the court specifically to ask that question. Because with this type of activity, what the government is actually doing is forcing you to behave in a sociopathic manner. It's forcing you to behave in any other way than anything that could be construed as compassionately. And this is not what we created the system for. It is not what we employ our public trustees to do. And it is certainly not the type of reality and not the type of future that we should be supporting or promoting. Everything that I've ever brought to you on these broadcasts has been centered around bringing you this very same message, folks. I've been doing so for 3 years now, and I continue to do so because I believe that one day I will record a show that will be the one, and it will get the message across in exactly the right way. And I do so in the hope that someone new may listen to the show and it will cause them to step back and look at reality from a different perspective, and the veil will fall away and the path to human freedom will become as apparent and simple to them as what it is to me. I've chosen to remain anonymous in the broadcast that I do simply because that way you don't have a figure to attach the information to. There is no one to follow. It's simply a voice on the airwaves offering you a different perspective of reality, and one that I believe may help to free humanity from its present plight. I love the human race, folks, and I love this earth that we live upon. I really don't know anyone that I have a problem with. I know people that have problems with me, but I still don't have problems with them. I can look at people and I can make observations on their actions, but I still don't judge them as being bad. I still don't honestly know anybody that I have stuff with and that I would not willingly accept into my house and into my life, regardless of what they've done in the past. That's just who I am. You see, I believe that most people do tend to go wrong at some time in their life, folks, and they do this because of the system that they're subject to. They do it because of the perception they have of reality, the perspective that they've gained through their life at the hands of the system itself. And the system is not designed to help people think clearly. It's designed to support itself. That's its only purpose. And that's why it is so important to simply move forward from this point, regardless of what has occurred in the past. Show compassion for those around you and understand that they've been led to do whatever it is that they've done. They've been led to believe whatever it is they believe. It's not important. What's important is what we do from this point forward. So just turn the page. Start with a blank slate. See everybody as valid and move forward to create the paradise on earth that we should be living in. Because it isn't until we turn the page to create this future that we will deserve that future. At the moment, we deserve what we've got because we have failed to turn the page. We've failed to let go of the past. We've always sought revenge. We've sought the mentality of an eye for an eye, and retribution and fire and brimstone and the wrath of God, when all we truly need is empathy and compassion. We need to embrace each other with open arms and welcome each other home. And that's why I have repeated the message that I've brought you so often, and that is why I continue to do these broadcasts. Because I believe we can do this, folks. I really believe that all of the problems that we're facing are all simply providing us the opportunity that we need to embrace a new and better perspective of reality. We've got to the stage now, folks, where the whole workings of the mechanism, the whole workings of the machine, the meme that enslaves us are being laid absolutely bare for all to see. I believe this is being done by design. This is what Alice Bailey referred to as the externalization of the hierarchy. I actually did a show about it earlier in the year. And this is all part of the procedure, because people need to see how corrupt the system is so they stand up against the system. But what the plan is for people to look for effective change from within the system itself. We will simply get people pointing the finger at others and replacing them with other people and then hoping that they've got a better future, rather than doing the inner work themselves and realizing exactly what's going on here and putting our servants back in their rightful place in the food chain. So it's important that as the system exposes itself the way it's doing, that people don't get angry about it, that people simply get more supportive of each other. Because that's what is needed. And it's very obvious, folks. I mean, once you see how much you've been betrayed by the system, then you do become sympathetic of your neighbours and sympathetic of the people around you. Sympathetic of anybody who's wronged you or done anything wrong, because all of these situations have arisen from the system itself. All of these situations have arisen because of the way people have been trained to think. And that's why compassion becomes so important. And that's why it's important to notice this when it's happening and notice the effectiveness you can have by being supportive of your community and notice the ineffectiveness that you have from any violent revolution. Because all you ever get are more police, more laws, more legislation, a greater police state presence. That's all you ever get from it. So as the hierarchy becomes more and more externalized, remember this, and remember to stay in the correct energy. Remember to validate the people around you and validate yourself and see everything as valid. But remember where you are in the pecking order. Remember what you are. You are a divine expression of the universe. That's what you are. And there is no authority that exists between you and your Creator. And always remember that your real purpose here is to serve creation and to improve reality by your presence in it. And so if legislation is being enacted that prevents you from doing so, then those employees who are enacting it are acting in breach of trust. And you can deal with the situation by simply approaching it from that perspective. And don't be scared of these people, folks, but don't be angry, don't be upset, don't be unstable, don't be irate. Simply be who and what you are and stand in that power. Because that's how we change things. And that's the only way that we'll change things. And I don't know, folks, I really believe we can do it. Perhaps if your neighbours aren't getting it yet, maybe play them this radio show. Maybe find one of the other shows that works. But never give up on yourself. And don't despair, folks. Please don't despair. I know there's a lot of people out there who feel lonely because they have clear understandings of what reality is and how simple it could be to fix reality. And they get upset that the people around them are not waking up. They get upset that other people think they're crazy, when really it's all so obvious. And you mustn't let these sort of things get you down and interfere with you. There are people out there who care. There are people out there who feel the same. And there is a huge groundswell of consciousness that is sweeping across this planet as more and more people become aware of how reality actually works. So do take heart and never give up on yourself, folks. It's all about energy after all, and you need to maintain that balance within yourself. And all of these things are tests. All of these things are opportunities. We all came here to gather specific information and to experience a specific experience, to come to terms with certain emotional weaknesses that we have. And so we are provided with all of these things throughout our life in order to provide us the opportunity we need to learn how to deal with these things from the correct perspective and from the correct energetic state. Everything has a purpose. Sometimes it may seem a little bit harsh at times, but everything does have a purpose, and even knowing that can be a very empowering perspective to have. And all emotion is opportunity, all opportunity is change, and all is learning. And that is exactly the way it's supposed to be, because that is exactly the way reality functions. Now, recently, I'm sure you've heard me talk about the changing of the song lines, which has resulted in a shift of the global energy grid, the ley lines that encompass the Earth. And whether you believe in this type of thing or not is irrelevant at this stage, folks, because what is relevant is that the ruling elite very much do believe in this type of stuff. And this can be clearly seen simply due to the fact that all major obelisks and temples that have been constructed by the elite have traditionally been placed on key grid points. And it would appear that these structures serve to act virtually as acupuncture needles that direct the energy flow to certain points. Well, just something I wanted to touch on is that very significantly, now that the ley lines are actually on the move due to the change that was injected into the song lines, all of these structures that have been placed there by the elite are now located on the wrong points. So that's a very empowering little tidbit, and it's very nice to know, because it's in the removal of these structures from key points on the grid due to the shifting of these energy lines that has resulted in the shift in energy that many have been experiencing since early August. So I just thought I would share that with you as well, because it's very empowering information if you're the sort of person that douses these lines or feels these energy lines. And it's very likely that we can expect more of this to become apparent very soon following the activation of Uluru later this month on September 27th. Now, I did get my wires crossed on one point on the last show, folks. Uluru is not the heart of the Rainbow Serpent. And that honour goes to Mount Wollumbin in the Tweed Valley. Uluru is in fact the heart of the Earth, And so it is the heart of the Earth that will be activated on September 27th. And this fact also makes a lot more sense when considering the prophecies of the tribes of North America that I mentioned on last week's show as well. So I figured I'd better clear that little bit up in case I incur the wrath of the elders. And please accept my apologies for getting my wires crossed on that point last week, folks. The last month has been a veritable flood of information for me, and it's been very difficult keeping up with all of the details at times. Now, on the last show, I also mentioned that I was going to Sydney last weekend, and I did indeed go to Sydney last weekend, and I viewed a film released by Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, and I would very much like to send out a hello to all the people that I met at the event, and also send my warmest thanks to Kieran Michaels for arranging the trip down for me. Now, the documentary that I viewed was entitled 911 Explosive Evidence, The Experts Speak Out. And folks, though the film itself was a little mechanical in nature, it did contain some very valuable pieces of information and plenty of ammunition to weaken the resolve of even the most hardened 9/11 truth skeptic. And it's understandable that such a film may have had a somewhat mechanical feel to it, folks. I mean, after all, it was made by architects and engineers, and these people may not be the most artistic souls we have in our society, and so that should be taken into account. But like I said, regardless of the artistic value of the film, it did contain a great deal of scientific fact, and it sought to address the myriad of questions that were left unanswered by the official 9/11 narrative, and I do recommend getting hold of a copy of it and distributing it to as many skeptics as you are able to, because it may just cause the penny to drop. And speaking of films, folks, I've also had to shelve my new film Transformation for the moment, as I have simply had too much of a workload on to be able to put too much time into completing it these last couple of months. But I'm expecting things to level out so I can dedicate some time to it towards the end of October. And I hope to have it available for you by the end of this year. And I'm sorry about that, folks, but things just seem to keep landing in my lap. And so it really is out of my hands at this stage, even though it does become something of a frustration for me because I really am very keen to get it completed. But, well, I just have to go with the flow, folks. And actually, I've found out that when these type of things happen, it's usually because I'm about to receive some information that really does need to be included in the film. Well, that's the way it's been up to this point at any rate, which I actually find to be a very interesting thing in itself. Well, we're just about at the end of the show here, folks. I'd like to apologize to the hundreds of people who have sent me emails who are waiting for replies. I have pages of messages on Facebook, I have pages of emails in my box, and I have dozens of messages on YouTube. And it's been very difficult for me to get to them all, folks, because I've been quite busy in the last couple of weeks. So I do love you all, and I will get to your messages when I have a chance to do so. But I am extremely busy from now until mid-October, and so I'm hoping that I'll get a chance to look at them somewhere when I'm out near Uluru, sometime when I'm on the road. We may be stopping somewhere and I'll have internet and I'll be way out in the middle of Australia, so I'll have nothing better to do than to answer emails and messages. So it may take that long, folks, but I will attempt to get to them all. I would like to again say thank you to anybody who has ever supported the Crow House, anybody who has ever made a donation. I very much appreciate all the help that is offered to me, and I thank you all very much for continuing to visit the website. I have updated it quite a bit lately, and I will continue to do so, though it may be a little bit unattended while I'm on my journey, but I will be attempting to upload little snippets of the journey to YouTube along the way when I get a chance to do so. But that is it for me today, folks. We are completely out of time, and so I'm going to have to leave it here. It's been a pleasure talking to you again today. Thank you very much for giving the message consideration, and I will look forward to speaking to you again next week. And remember, folks, there is no real bad or evil in the world. All there is opportunity for change. In Lakesh.